بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما. صدق الله العظيم. We were discussing last week, والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون. Continuing from the qualities of عباد الرحمن. Last week's qualities were those people who do not associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't make any shirk. They don't take any person's life unjustly. And they do not commit zina. And we spoke in great detail on zina, casting lustful glances on haram women, even on beardless youth, the importance of making tawbah, istighfar, dhikrullah, staying in good company, lowering our gazes, staying away from anything that's going to take us and draw us into haram. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us, we should make muraqabah, and meditate about hisab kitab, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meditate about going into the qabr, we will have to answer for our sins. Meditate about maut, and also about all these beautiful faces that we admire, that these things are perishable, one day they will be destroyed. Or even in the world, if some beautiful or pretty woman whom somebody is admiring and he's got himself into this haram relationship, then she can fall sick, she can meet up with an accident, or he can meet up with an accident, faces are disfigured, then the person does not want to attach himself to her, or she does not want to attach herself to him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا, don't go near zina. But these are temptations which every person has to go through. And especially in our type of society, in the era that we are living in, and the type of challenges we are faced, whether the person is a scholar, alim, mufti, he can be a sheikh, he can have murids, person can be a teacher, he can be a doctor. Every day we come into contact with these type of temptations. And therefore, our Hazrat Damat Barakatuhu, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahab, for years on end he has been crying over the fact about casting lustful glances on women or having any haram relationship with pretty women, because this is an epidemic of our time. It affects every single person. The moment you step out of the masjid, go home, or look at any magazine or any book, again we are tempted. So last week we spoke, alhamdulillah, great length. And only the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many, many people have written or SMS and saying that they have made sincere tawbah and they have requested dua for istiqamat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us istiqamat. May Allah bless all of us taqwa. May Allah help us to make sincere tawbah, repent. It's not just one time we make tawbah and this is all over. These challenges will come again and again. And therefore we have to remind ourselves all the time about these injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected these qualities of Ibadur Rahman, which we have discussed the others also previously. I mentioned a letter last week. This is another letter which our Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi Alayhi had answered. And this was relating to pornography. The person writes a question, of course, no names have been mentioned, we don't know anything. All anonymous, no names and nothing at all. Respected Maulana Sahab, I'm finding it very difficult to give up my bad habit of watching pornography. Repeatedly accessing those sites that will offer me some haram enjoyment. I know it's wrong, I regret my actions, but cannot give it up. Please give me some wazifa by which I can give it up once and for all. The person is saying he's got a problem, he or she, about going into the internet and going into those sites where a person is exposed to pornography. He says, may Allah reward you. The reply was, okay, respected brother in Islam, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, Maulana says, courage. And that's what we discussed last week, himmat. Every buzurg, every sheikh, every mentor, whenever these type of problems came up, then the best of solution that was given was that a person must have the courage. Hazrat Damat Barakatuh, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib always says that even if, you must say to yourself, even if I have to die also, and refrain from getting caught up in the sin, even if I have to give my life up, then too I will be prepared to give my life up and I will not indulge in the sin. So courage to give up sins is needed. You should listen very carefully because these are very, very beautiful answers that are given. Courage to give up sins is needed. There must be haya and shame in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the angels. Allah ta'ala is watching us. We've got angels who are writing down our deeds. Allah ta'ala is watching. The angels are writing down whatever you are doing and saying. Second thing, Allah ta'ala forbid. If some criminal has to put a gun to your head, will you say it is difficult for me to stop watching this porn now? Somebody has to place a gun on your head whilst you are watching that pornographic material. Then you will tell him, no, I'm watching this. It's difficult for me to stop watching. That time, what will the person say? Will he say, allow me to watch all these sinful pictures first before you blow my head? Oh, Maulana asks, will you recite, will you start reading du'as for Allah Ta'ala to protect you? And at that moment, immediately, you become absorbed, consumed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you focus your complete attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, help me, assist me. Then you forget every other thing that you are indulging in. Similarly, death is following us all. What if the angel of death visits at that time to extract your soul? Would you want your life to end watching porn because the angel of death will not give time for you to switch off the computer and make tawbah? Imagine dying when viewing pornography and people talking after you die. How did he die? When? Where? What was he doing? Would you like that someone says that he died in front of the computer and he was watching dirty pictures? Allah Ta'ala is the giver and controller of sight, hearing, speech, intelligence. What He gives us, He can also take away from us. So many people had all of these blessings, but due to some accident, or war, or sickness, they became blind, they lost their speech, they became paralyzed. Many, many have lost their sanity because of watching pornography on the television and computer. They went mad and committed suicide. They spent the day working or studying, and the entire night watching filth. They are restless after all that viewing. Moreover, the lack of sleep has an effect on one's mental state as well. Such people finally lose their sanity. That madness came as an azab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Either he ends up in an asylum or he shoots himself. So make sincere tawbah, give sadaqah, and a very good advice now, and keep a sign on top of your computer and write in big, bold letters, Allah is watching. And what if the angel of death extracts my soul now? So this will become a deterrent. ND260432, White Hilux, Bucky. ND260432. Kindly remove your car. So Allah is watching. Put the sign. And what if the angel of death extracts my soul now? Then Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah said, keep the computer in a room where the other members of the family are present also. Like the lounge area. So then, there are always others around. Read the prescription on the same website, on Mawlana's website. Giving up sins is an article. Giving up haram, fantasizing, etc. May Allah Ta'ala grant you His love and fear, such that you give up all sins. Wazifa is not sufficient. Wazifa is not sufficient. Courage to give up sins is needed. There must be haya and shame in the presence of Allah Ta'ala and the angels. Mawlana writes it, mentioned again, Allah Ta'ala is watching. The angels are writing down whatever you're doing and saying. And then one more point he brought up. Perhaps the person had used an email address which was not ethical. Prophet Mawlana also makes islah of that and says, also change your email address. A name connoting evil and shamelessness will fall upon your character and have adverse effects. Very important, the names we choose and the nicknames people have, these have an effect on the person. May Allah Ta'ala grant you His love and fear, such that you give up all sins. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is a letter to a person who was involved in pornography, and again, this also is a very, very common bimari, very common disease. Young children are caught up in this. Every youngster has got a BlackBerry, has got a cell phone, and easily he can download so many filthy pictures. Haram, haram. And last week I mentioned a person was so shocked when his daughter, innocently she comes and tells her father that my friend had shown me a picture of a nude man or woman on the cell phone. Now if we're not going to put a stop to this, it will continue and continue and continue until the person indulges in haram, indecent, immoral, obscene acts. And then what will happen? His whole iman will go away. Physically he'll suffer or she will suffer. Person will find himself so far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he won't get any pleasure or she won't get any pleasure in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mindset has to be right. We have to change our thinking. We have to change our thinking. Too long we are worried about what this person will say and what that person will say, what this family member will say. Imagine if you want to change your life, and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you're not answerable to any other person besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be happy and proud of ourselves that, yes, let people see what they want to see. Oh, you became a buzul suddenly. Let them talk. You will talk for 1 day, 2 days, for 10 days. But it is your life and you are answerable for your deeds on the day of Qiyamah before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This path of suluk, these are names that the mashayikh ulama have given, tasawuf, suluk. In reality, in essence, what is it? We have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to become Allah's. We have to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to give up all those evil habits which takes a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm mentioning this, and of course, with great caution, great caution, great caution, because these are the lessons we learn from Allah Hazrat Mawlana rahmatullahi alayhi. Never, never, ever to make tashkeel towards your own program, or your own masjid, or your own self. May Allah Ta'ala protect us, Allah give us ikhlas. But many, many people have written and mentioning that we are confused, or we don't know what to do. Hazrat Mawlana is gone. Definitely, who is not feeling that vacuum? The whole world is feeling it. But this is not the end of our lives. This is something each one of us have to understand. If we really ponder and we say, well, there's nothing for me now, I can't, people have detached themselves from dini programs, from even the masjid or whatever it is. We don't have any more, we don't want to listen to any more programs. And then we have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is Allah Ta'ala not alive? Is Allah Ta'ala not full of wisdom and hikmat? Does He not know what He is doing? The test is extremely severe, very difficult. But until and unless we don't link ourselves with a scholar of deen, some alim, some sheikh, some mentor, yes, we may not get the same caliber. There's no doubt about it. Although it's not impossible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does and He can. Inshallah He will create such people who will, inshallah, lead us. But for us, we have to link ourselves, not necessarily taking bay'at. Many people have misunderstanding about bay'at. At least this much that we should consult our ulama-i kiram, our scholars, our mashayikh, with regards to our islahi matters. We do so many things, all of us, not realizing how detrimental these deeds and these actions of ours are to our iman. A thing like pride, which devours our a'mal, the person who has an atom or speck of pride, speck, he shall never enter Jannah. إِنَّ الْحَسَدْ يَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارُ وَالْحَطَبُ. I'm quoting to you the words of Rasulullah. Jealousy devours, it consumes, it eats up the good deeds of a person just as fire burns wood. So are we saying we are free from all these type of sicknesses? Our hearts are so pure, so clean. We are the Bayezid Bustami of our time now, mashallah. Or are we waiting for Imam Ghazali to come, another Ghazali to come, and then we'll have some type of concern about our akhirah? Again, I reiterate, please, for Allah's sake, ati qasam in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in no way. People misconstrue, they cause a lot of fitna. Nobody is calling, inviting to this masjid. There are plenty of ulama, mashallah, almost every day now. Throughout the world, who we can consult, we can ask our questions, and check ourselves and make islah for ourselves. Hazrat Mawlana Masoodullah Rahmatullah has given a beautiful example. The train is moving, the engine is moving. The first class coach, second class. What remains is a third class coach. So just hop onto the third class coach, no matter what kind the condition may be. But the fact that it's linked to the second coach and the first class coach and to the engine, then inshallah, ultimately, eventually you will reach your destination. But if you're going to stand on the platform of the station and look around and still wait for an express train to come and a very beautiful train to come, it might not even appear. And we'll still be standing in the station, the game will be over. Qiyamah will take place or Maut will come, we'll still be standing. Whereas other millions of people jump onto the third class coach. They made sabr and shukr and qanaat and finally they reach the destination. So we have to understand that this is not some type of thing that we become the membership and we become a murid and now you attach yourself to a masjid. No. This is a reformation for our own Islam. All of us require it. Every one of us. And these discourses that we are sharing here, wallah, first I address it to myself. And that is why we're moving so slowly, so that Allah gives us the tawfiq of making amal. Otherwise we can give the tafsir of this ayat in one majlis and all, it's all over. And finish, we say, mashallah, very good bayan, it's all over. But the idea is not that. Hazrat Mawlana, I heard, and we all heard, so many times, see, it's got nothing to do with talks. Hazrat Mawlana Wasiullah Rahmatullah Ali, in almost every of his kitab and all the other mashayikh, it's nothing to do with talks. They would remain silent in a gathering like this. Imagine, this sheikh is sitting, murid, or people, ulama, and scholars, great scholars would come. People come from far and wide, thinking they'll hear some talk. A person like Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Pardavgari Rahmatullah Ali and others, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali mentioned regarding him, sometimes 2 hours, not one word he'll say, nothing, remaining silent. But of course their hearts were so brimming with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the petulant of the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nur, the batini quwwat that they had was such that even though that they remained silent, it had such an effect on the hearts of every person sitting there, that great Shaykhul Hadiths and Mufassireen and Asatiza of Darul Ulooms and Madaris and scholars and teachers and professional people and academics would sit there and they would become so moved and so affected. And they could feel something coming out from the heart of that person and being transmitted into their hearts. Each one would feel different. And he would not even move and wake up from the gathering. One is a person sits and then he gets bored, if nothing happening, let me go from there. But something would keep them back. And they would listen, and they would remain silent for 2 hours on end. Because they were sincere. Remember, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who guides. Ultimately, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is within, in between His fingers that He controls our hearts. Whichever way He wishes it to move, we always make dua. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. O turner of hearts. Ya Allah, keep our hearts steadfast on your deen. And we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to turn to Allah, cry and beg, Ya Allah, You have put us into this situation. You take us out of this situation. You assist us. You guide us. I thought it was important because of the amount of people who have been asking. And again, please, for Allah's sake, don't misconstrue this. There are many scholars, many ulama, of course. We have to search for them and ask them our questions that are bothering us regarding our salah, regarding our spiritual matters. Because other matters, they also fiqh matters, there are many Muftiyani Kiram, we ask them about different masail. But for our own reformation, to make sure that we reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of us on the day of Qiyamah, with a clean, pure heart. Not a heart that is filthy, and full of cobwebs of sin, and then we go present ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one more incident I would like to mention about zina, pornography and things like that. We have heard this many times about that youngster who came in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasul, give me permission. Imagine, he asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam permission for committing zina. I am so overpowered, can't control myself. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give me permission that I can go and commit zina. Nabi Kareem immediately makes islah. He said, no, don't worry, come back tomorrow, some other day, I mean, take life easy with you, I can't be. No, this is not Islam. Most of us, we want just to be pampered and just, yes, you cannot be harsh and beat up the person. No, Sharia does not approve of such thing. But where something is wrong, and the person, if his Islam is not going to be made, it will take him to the abyss of Jahannam. So before that happens, we have to save the person. Person cannot see, then you've got to guide him. Or must you let him fall into the pit and get hurt and injured? This is common sense. So Nabi Kareem makes islah and he says, it's a beautiful way. It doesn't give him any ayat of Quran or any hadith. Nabi Kareem gives him a logical argument. He tells him, oh my son, would you like it that somebody commits zina with your mother? He said, Ya Rasulullah, never, my mother. I would like she must be, remain chaste and nobody must harm her chastity or interfere with her chastity and make zina with her. Then Nabi Kareem said, then what about somebody else's mother? Have you got a sister? He said, yes. You would like somebody to make zina with your sister? He said, yes, no. Like that, Nabi Kareem mentioned few female members of his family. Would you like zina to be taking place with them? He said, no. So Nabi Kareem then made him understand that just as we do not wish zina must be taking place with our wives, our mothers, our daughters, our sisters, our nieces, like that, who gives us then the right to make zina with somebody else's daughter? Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barkatu, my Sheikh Murshid, always gives an example. He says, all these women folk, Muslim, non-Muslim, whoever they may be, they all are the daughters of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So if you're going to interfere with some woman, even though she's non-Muslim, you're actually interfering with the daughter of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Now how on the day of Qiyamah will you face Adam alayhi salatu wasalam when you interfere with his daughter? So Nabi Kareem then takes his hand, Mubarak hand, this was his mu'jiza, he places it on the chest of this youngster. And the youngster felt the coolness of the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Kareem says and makes a dua for him. Allahumma tahhir qalba. Allah purify his heart. And this is the dua all of us should be making. Allahumma tahhir qulubana. Oh Allah, purify our hearts. Our hearts are filthy. We have this sudden taqaza of shahwat in our heart. It is pulling us towards Jahannam. That woman is there, it's taking me closer and closer. Allahumma tahhir qalba. Waghfir zamba. Oh Allah, forgive his sins. He made a mistake. So purify his heart. Forgive him. Forgive him all his sins. Wash it out, Ya Allah. وَحَسِّنْ فَرْجَهُ Ya Allah, help him to maintain his chastity. Don't make him commit zina and lose his chastity. It is mentioned that after this youngster, he hated, he abhorred zina. He couldn't take anybody committing zina. This was the mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At least this dua we can read. Allahumma tahkir qulubana. وَغْفِرْ ذُنُوبَنَا وَحَسِّنْ فُرُوبَنَا حَسِّنْ بِصَوْرِ May Allah subhanahu wa give us tawfiq and hidayat. Last week it took exceeded the time limit. Allah ta'ala forgive us. Sometimes we get carried away. We go on further. The next verse where Allah ta'ala talks about Ibadur Rahman. Where Allah ta'ala said, وَلَا يَزْنُونَ Means Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَفْقَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا Whoever has committed these heinous crimes of committing shirk, of killing somebody unjustly, and zina, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَفْقَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا Whoever does these deeds, in two meanings, he will be very sinful, or athama, most mufassirin say, it means a pit in the fire of Jahannam. A pit in the fire of Jahannam. In other words, this person now, because of these crime being so terrible, more, it is worse than other crimes a person commits in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, in this verse, Allah ta'ala does not talk about any other thing but fire of Jahannam. Yalqa athama. Allah further elaborates, Allah says, yudha'af lahu al-adhab. Yudha'af. His azab in Jahannam will be doubled. وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُعَانَا And he will remain in Jahannam disgraced. This is a very serious ayah. But look at Allah's rahmat. Immediately, إِلَّا accept. Accept. Allah gives us that hope. He's such a kind Allah. Such a loving Allah. He say, we heard, Manana should make, Allah, most Rahim Allah, most Kareem Allah, and there's it. Allah immediately makes an exclusion. Illa except, Man taba wa amana. He makes tawbah, he turns to Allah and he brings iman. Now on this, Mufassirin say, then this is referring to those disbelievers who indulge in shirk and who had indulged in zina and killed unjustly. Kill people unjustly, then it's a reference to them that they will remain in Jahannam forever and ever if they do not bring iman and make rujoo to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, illa man taba, beside that person who turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa amana, and he has brought iman now, wa amila saliha, and then he does righteous deeds. So, you have to make tawbah istighfar, bring iman in Allah, and now change your life and do good deeds. Now look at Allah's rahmat. فَأُولَٰئِكَ Such people, يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنًا Allah will change, Allah will transform all their bad deeds into good deeds. Allah has got that right to do so. That 1 billion gunas a person did, but because of his sincere tawbah to Allah, he turned to Allah, he realized who Allah is, and Allah's rahmat, and Allah's karam, and Allah's shafqat. He turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah obliterated all his sins. And Allah transformed those sins into 1 billion nekis and good deeds, which he did not perform in the world. Allah's kindness. Some mufassirin say, no. It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe out his sin and then Allah will give him tawfiq. In the world he will perform such good deeds. Amila saliha. Such good righteous deeds. That those deeds will bring him such sawab. There is another hadith of Rasulullah which gives support to the first view. On the day of Qiyamah, a person will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will say, okay, open your deeds. His deed books will be opened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal all his major sins. Only the minor, the small sins will be shown to him. Each one. He will look at each one. Tarifu zamba kaza wa kaza. Don't you remember this sin committed that night with that person? Ya Allah, yes. So he will acknowledge all those minor sins quickly so that his big sins may not be shown and brought out, because perhaps he feels that I can't see those major sins here. Somehow it's not here. I'd rather just confess and get over this minor sin and I'm scot-free. After he acknowledges and confesses, Allah will say, oh my banda, all these minor sins of yours, I've changed it out of my mercy for you into good deeds. So now you got all good deeds written on your account. When he hears this, immediately, this is man. Ya Allah, what about my major, a lot of major sins also committed, where are those? Having hope that Allah will transform those also into good deeds, Allah says, I have forgiven you completely in all your sins, major, minor, the mafhum of the hadith, that everything has been transformed into good deeds, go into jannah. Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, smiled. Hatta badat nawajiruhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He smiled. When he gave this hadith to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. This is Allah Ta'ala's mercy. So Allah gives us the hope. Then Allah says, woman, so this is referring to the kuffar who then bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورُ رَحِيمًا. Allah is most forgiving, Allah is most merciful. وَمَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا. This, according to Mufassirin, is a reference to the believing people who committed sins. You and I who commit sins, Allah says, وَمَنْ تَابَ. Now whoever has made tawbah regarding his past, and he does good deeds, فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا. Then he is turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a very great return. This rujoo ila Allah is something different. It's going to bring him tremendous reward. Scholars go into the grammatical construction of this sentence and they bring about a whole discussion on the word yatubu. That person who turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah gives him the tawfiq of in the future also to turn to him. وَمَنْ تَعْبَ. Whoever made tawbah in the past, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and did good actions, referring to the past, فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا. Allah will give him till qiyamah or till mawt. Constantly the tawfiq, oh my banda, come again, you made a mistake, come again, make tawbah again, come again. Yusso bar tore. This is it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to turn to him. Allah is prepared to forgive. That one woman who committed zina in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Long story, and then finally she was stoned to death. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, that great giant of Islam. Ya Rasulullah sallam, tusalli alayha wa hiya zanat. You actually performing this woman's janazah salat when she has committed zina? Nabiya Kareem sallam tells him, Umar, laqad tabat tawbatan. Law qusimat bayna sab'ina min ahli al-madina la wasi'atum. Umar, this woman has made such a sincere tawbah, such a tawbah. There is one tawbah of hers, if we are to take it and distribute it, divide it among 70 other sahaba of Madina Munawwara, it will suffice them on the day of Qiyamah. Rasulullah sallam praised her tawbah. A person who turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, says, At-ta'ibu Habibullah. Person who repents over his sins, you know what is his maqam? For the ordinary person, he becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody mentioned very well, very nicely, that this tawbah is a conveyance. It is a vehicle, it is a conveyance. that takes a person from the Farsh to the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the earth, far away because of our gunas, we are so distant away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if sins takes a person far away from Allah, then remember, Tawbah will draw him closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will take him from the earth to the Arsh of Allah, from the Farsh, the earth, the ground, to the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll become Allah's beloved. Inna Allah yuhibbu tawwabin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves very dearly those who repent. Allah likes you must come again and again to him. When a person makes tawbah, then two rakat salatu tawbah. If it's possible to read salatu tawbah, it's time for nafil salat, then recite 2 rakat salatu tawbah. And then we should cry. We should cry. Mullah Rumi Rahmatullahi says, cry so much, that your heart becomes a gawah, it witnesses to you, it gives you that type of tasalli and contentment and ease and satisfaction that now my tawbah is accepted by Allah. So much you have to cry. Hadith of Rasulullah says, فَإِن لَمْ تَبْكُوا فَتَبَاكَوْا. If you are unable to cry, then make the face of a crying person. Because it is mentioned, لَأَنِينُ الْمُذْنِبِينَ حَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ زَجْرِ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ. The crying, the sobbing of those who are repentant. Those penitent hearts, those who are turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are sobbing. Allah says, they are more mahbub, more beloved to me than the hymning of those who are praising me. Those who are praising me even more beloved than that to me is those people making tawbah to me. So we have to make such tawbah that we cry, shed those tears. And Hazrat Tamad Barakatuhu, the Shah Hakim Akhtar Saab mentions, he explains this, and we'll terminate here, inshallah, next week we'll continue on this aspect of tawbah. There are so many important aspects of tawbah that will give us so much of himmat, inshallah, all of us require it. No person can see, we don't need to make tawbah, astaghfirullah. Only Anbiya alayhi salatu salam wa ma'asoon, they were the only ones, only beings who were sinless. Whatever errors they had, if they made anything, that too was all forgiven, they are completely clean, pure, saf. You and I have to turn to Allah every single day of our lives. So Hakim Akhtar Saab Damat Barakatuh explains, he says, you see, sin, it causes some heat. This heat, although we don't get burnt with our fingers, but it creates that misery in our hearts, that restlessness, that bechaini. Sins creates that heat in our heart. Why? Because see, sins is a branch of the head office. Where's the head office? Jahannam. Jahannam, fire. So that's the head office. Sins is just a branch. So it has the effect of heat. And it creates this heat in our hearts. And tawbah, rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's mercy. Allah sends his coolness. So when a person makes tawbah, immediately the heat disappears. It becomes extinguished. And coolness permeates into the heart of the person. And that is why when the coolness comes into the heart, then suddenly he feels himself becoming so cool and he begins to cry and he sheds those tears. And these tears, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala values these tears. Allah treasures these tears. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make rujoo to him. To cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each one is well away of his own sins. Don't worry about the next person, what guna he is indulging. That is the biggest dhokha of shaitan. Biggest dhokha of shaitan. Whenever any talk is given, or when any literature we read, whatever it is, our mind immediately goes to our friend, or somebody else in the community or in society, that woman and that man. Yeah, look at this. How often I have heard myself, how often, hey, that Marana gave it to the Falakimah. He really gave it to them. Who's that them? And so we are so pious, everybody else requires Islam but ourselves. Each thing has to be directed to ourselves. That is the whole thing. Look at any buzrugs, or any sheikh or any great scholar's biography. So pity would not understand or read Urdu, understand Urdu. I mean, generally the youth, elderly people, mashallah. Look at every buzhruk who is not talking about very early, I'm talking about now, recent. Hazrat Mullah Masihullah Rahmatullah. Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Partagori Rahmatullah. Shah Abul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah. So many. Read their lives, read their biography, Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah. Read all of them and you see they have some very common things around. Common things. The ikhlas, the sincerity, the selflessness, the dedication, the humility. They never had that arrogance and pride. They never looked down or scorned any person. They embraced and accommodated every type of person. And the main focus was how they could link themselves to Allah and link others to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them such izzat, such honor. Perhaps they just had a lungi to wear and one kurta and hardly any things of this world. But the sukoon and chain and the contentment what they enjoyed, these awliya in their hearts, that they could very proudly then say to the kings of the world, O kings, if only you know what gems and things that we have and treasures we have, of the love and ishq of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts, you will fight us with your armies and your sword and try and snatch away these treasures. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that type of haqiqat. May Allah make us focus our attention to Him. May Allah give us that ikhlas. Time is running short. Allah knows best who's next, who's going to pass away, how long we going to live in this world. Then on the day of Qiyamah, when it is too late to show nadamat, and then lament and show remorse and grief, and only if, Allah give us the tawfiq. Ask Allah for hidayat all the time. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu laka shukru kulluhu la nuhsi thanana alayk anta kama asnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Waghfir lana wa tub alayna. فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين ومموز بلبد الله مموز كريم الله سنو درود سلام upon رسول پاک صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو اهله oh الله forgive us all our sins my Allah every single sin we committed يا الله major sin minor sin transform all our سيئات into حسنات my Allah يا الله you are the one who can change this bad deed into good deed my Allah Oh Allah, give us that himmat, my Allah. Give us that courage to shun all evil and all filth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, everyone who is present here today, my Allah. And every mother and sister listening over the receiver. Ya Allah, over the audio streaming or whatever way, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, change our conditions today, my Allah. Change our hearts, my Allah. Allah, I'm toba karte, I'm nadim, I'm sharminda. Give us that himmat, my Allah. Give us that courage, my Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us, my Allah. You take us out of this quagmire, and Ya Allah, and this filth, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, you help us, assist us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, I'm pareshan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, is pareshani ko dur farma. Ya Allah, we are tired of committing sins, Ya Allah, especially sins of our eyes, and sins of the private parts. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many youngsters, Ya Allah, they are desperate, they are young boys and young girls, Ya Allah. Oh, caught up in this, Ya Allah, watching pornographic, Ya Allah, films, Ya Allah, and going to these websites, Ya Allah, and looking at porn material, my Allah, and committing zina, and Ya Allah, so many different types of people, Ya Allah, make our hifazat, Ya Allah, make our hifazat, Ya Allah, make our hifazat, Ya Allah, protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, our nephews, our nieces, our cousins, Ya Allah, our family members, our relatives, our neighbors, Ya Allah, the entire society, the entire community, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, don't make it be said that your azab comes upon us, Ya Allah, because of these filthy gunas that we are committing, Ya Allah.
Allah, there's no frown coming on our faces, Ya Allah. As though we have accepted this, Ya Allah, to be a norm of society, my Allah. And Ya Allah, so happily we give our children, Ya Allah, access to all these filthy things, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, we are so proud that, Ya Allah, we send him to all these haram places, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, how Rasulullah SAW would be feeling when the amal of the ummah is presented before him, my Allah. Ya Allah, how we are disgracing, Ya Allah. Our deceased ones, Ya Allah. Our mashayikh, our ulama who cried and made an effort and they left this world in a good condition. Ya Allah, now they are going to be embarrassed, Ya Allah, because of our amal. Oh my Allah, we claim that we love our mashayikh. We claim, Ya Allah, that Ya Allah, we loved our mashayikh, Ya Allah. We loved our Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, now you give us that himmah to bring these things in our lives, Ya Allah. Give us a chain and sukoon, my Allah. Help us to observe, Ya Allah, your teachings, especially parda in our homes, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah. Make our Islam, my Allah, and make it be easy for us, Ya Allah. Do not make it be difficult for us, Ya Allah. Do not make us be caught up, Ya Allah, with the ploys of shaitan and our nafs, Ya Allah. And for the whisperings of insan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who do not want to see our success, my Allah. They want us to be destroyed, my Allah. They do not want us to make our Islam, Ya Allah. They do not want us to connect ourselves, Ya Allah, to deen and to the people of deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, they want to see us disgrace, my Allah. Protect us from the sharr of the shirreer, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Give each one of us hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring the non-Muslim to Islam, Ya Allah. Show them the beauty of Islam by means of our akhlaq and our preaching and our teaching and emulating the sunnah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma suqna shahadatan fi sabilik wal mawta bi baladi habibika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, fulfill all our desires and all our du'as and all our murads, my Allah. We've got different problems, my Allah. Each day the problem is just getting bigger and bigger, Ya Allah. Throughout the world people are pareshan, some are pareshan over the children. Ya Allah, some over the wives, some over the husbands, Ya Allah, the abuse cases, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, different problems, social, domestic, Ya Allah. Some people have got qaraz, Ya Allah, they cannot pay, they cannot meet their payments, Ya Allah, they are pareshan. Ya Allah, they cannot beg from people, they are feeling so hard, my Allah, they are desperate, my Allah. You are Sami'a, you are Basir, you know each person's condition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, give them complete shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Those who have left this world, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to follow the footsteps of our mashayikh, salafi salihin, sahaba kiram, and most Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, give us maut in the condition that you are most pleased with us, Ya Allah. Give us maut in Madina Sharif, in Baril, Jannatul Baqi, Ya Allah. Make us rise in the day of Qiyamah with Nabiya Kareem, so some give us Hawza Kawthar from his Mubarak hands, make us enter Jannat without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us best of dunya and the best of akhirat, my Allah. Accept the hajj of all the hujjat, give them hajj mabroor, maqbool, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many others who had made intention to go, Ya Allah. They had made all the arrangements, Ya Allah. But for some reason, Ya Allah, they were not accepted or they were unable to go, my Allah. Despite, Ya Allah, us not going for that hajj, give us the complete sawab of hajj mabroor, maqbool, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the sawab, Ya Allah, and give us the tawfiq and hidayat, and Ya Allah, make it possible, Ya Allah, the coming years, Ya Allah, to go, Ya Allah, to Haramain Sharifain, to hajj and umrah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to strive in your path, Ya Allah, all good works of deen, dawat at tabligh, tazkiyah, ta'aleem, darul madaris, Ya Allah, whatever good work is taking place, Ya Allah, and your deen is spreading, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, accept all good works of deen, Ya Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.